And now, for a moment of clarity.
A 10-year-old U.S. citizen. This child is a U.S. citizen. She is recovering from brain cancer. She was told that the brain cancer was not survivable. She survived it. She has ongoing treatment. Her parents were going with her to an emergency medical appointment when they were detained by ICE. And it's not just this little girl. She has four American-born siblings who were also deported with their parents. So there's the fight that they are waging at the Supreme Court, Michael. But they're already out here deporting, let me say it one more time, U.S. citizens.
Yeah, because this is the inhumanity of it all. I mean, look, this... I don't know the words to find at this point, because Simone, three times in the lead-in, reminded us that what they are doing is in the Constitution. It's not a regulation. It's not a policy prescription. It is not a suggestion or thought. It is spelled out very clearly in the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. So I guess, and the Supreme Court is, that the way that read to me was, they're putting the onus on the challengers to this effort to prove what's in the Constitution. I don't.
They're fighting it in the Constitution.
Why would they just deny it? I'm sorry.
Why did you just say, what are you talking about?
This is what I.
Because they want to overturn it.
To use his law degree to help me.
Wow. Well, look, I think at the end of the day, what the court wants to do is to take the matter in, and this is my hope. They take the matter in, and they declaratively define.
They resolve it.
And resolve it, so it doesn't come back in any way, shape, or form. So that's the hope. That's the hope. But it is with some of the members on this court who, through other rulings in this space, have indicated... maybe we should deport the parents of a 10-year-old with brain cancer.
Well, and they're fighting this on every front, because in addition to what we've already talked about this week, the other big news is you had Trump, the expectation that he will invoke wartime Alien Enemies Act to carry out mass deportations. This is a wartime law. And the thing that I want people to focus on here is, if you care about immigration, it applies to immigration. But to me, it is about this gross use of executive authority and a desire to pervert the powers of the presidency to carry out an agenda, which he could very well go through Congress on a lot of this
I'm
agenda.
I'm glad you said that, because this is the key thing. You had an immigration bill that this man... sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, killed because he wanted the politics of this issue. This is not about the humanity of the individuals. This is not about our Constitution and its rights. This is about one man's effort to purge the country of people he does not like, that he's already called criminals and bad people. So,
just hours after Donald Trump tried to use an 18th century law to deport five Venezuelans, a federal judge halted Trump's order. Now, the White House yesterday invoked what was called the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected members of a Venezuelan gang. The act hasn't been used since World War II, when it was used as a legal basis to intern people of Japanese, German, and Italian descent. The judge noted Venezuela is not at war with the United States, and he ordered the planes deporting Venezuelans to immediately return to America, because they were already in the air. I have been checking. We don't know if the planes turned around.
Yeah, we don't know if that happened. And I think that's an important aspect of this. But I think it's important to understand, with the Alien Enemies Act of 1798, what's the genesis, the thing that moves it? The president has the ability to quickly detain and deport immigrants from a hostile nation, either during times of declared war or when a foreign government perpetuates an invasion or predatory incursion into the United States. Venezuela, is not a hostile nation to the United States, at least not in the sense that we're looking here. We don't have a declared war with Venezuela at the moment, at least that I don't know, unless in Donald Trump's head there's one. And as a foreign government, what invasion is it perpetuating,
right,
or what predatory incursion is it making into the United States? So folks need to understand how he's abusing and twisting the law on its face by the words, but come on, words have meaning, and that applies.
And
catch Michael Steele on The Weekend, Saturdays and Sundays on MSNBC.